This thing on statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zomo the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip, claw, beat the crap out of, etc. your pet humans until they leave the room before you listen. The show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans and God's other drunken mistakes, including but not limited to other mammals, birds, frogs, fish, snakes, and of course, geckos. No, geckos, you all suck. I don't care if you can climb walls. That's not a legitimate life skill, bastards. Anyways, are they all gone now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomo the Destroyer show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo, the genius, etc., etc. You got a thesaurus.com, you figure something out. I ain't putting in the effort. Anyways, you probably know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zomo the Destroyer. If not, you are a loser. Shame on you. You can catch yourself up at my website, ZomoTheDestroyer.com, I guess. Anyways, so the show is late this week because after last week's frigid mid-20s temperatures, we hit the high 20s and even 30 again in the last couple days, and Iguana was busy outside sunning his ass on the deck and forgot about the show. Still technical support monkey's fault, though, since she failed to remind Iguana that it was showtime. Anyway, so what's been going on lately? Let's see here. The other Sunday afternoon, right after Ig's last show went up, we went to an auction in Chimanis. God, what a shithole town. Anyways, where Chimpette bought ugly crap like a Mexican sink with a donkey and cactuses painted on it, and an ugly lamp with rope on it. Chimpette, of course, refuses to acknowledge that these things are ugly, but Anyway, so Iguana went with her. But she wouldn't let Iguana play auction. We got there early and we're looking around and Ig asked her, can Iguana bid on items? But she gave me this,
only if Iguana's gonna like pay for them.
Bullshit. Well, Ig told her Iguana knows Georgie's credit card number off by heart. And apparently that's not good enough for technical support monkey.
You can't just, like, pay with Georgie's credit card without her permission. That's, like, stealing or whatever.
No, Chimpette, it's reparations for how Georgie won't move to Los Angeles and take Iggy with her.
You're not buying anything, Zomo. Now, just be quiet and don't make a scene during the auction.
Ugh, chimps, man. Ugh. Well, most of the auction was crap only humans like, but there was this one set of green wrought iron chairs, and they were pretty cool. So when they came up on the block, Iguana was yelling for technical support monkey to buy them.
Shh, quiet, Zomo.
Iguana want them. Chimp, buy Iguana them chairs.
No, Zomo, they won't fit in my car.
But Iguana want them. The auction chimps were asking technical support monkey if she was gonna bid or not, and she told them,
no.
And then she hissed at Iggy,
quiet, I told you to behave yourself or else you're not getting any watermelon when we get home.
Who the hell done and made you Adolf Hitler? And the watermelon Gestapo. Anyways, it was to no avail. Some other chimp bought the damn chairs for $20 each. God damn it, technical support monkey's a cheap bitch. Anyways, well, the Lord punished technical support monkey for her chimpiness. We got home from the auction with her stupid crap and not a damn thing Iguana wanted. And lo and behold, the irrigation system was busted, spewing water all over the backyard, and she couldn't get it turned off at first. She had to call her old man in wherever the hell he was in the frozen tundra around Winnipeg, you know, at his sister's igloo or something. And technical support monkey still couldn't get it turned off, and she almost broke the emergency shutoff handle, trying to lever it shut with a broomstick handle or something. Yeah, Gwenna followed her around laughing and telling her it was her fault for not buying Iggy them green chairs. And it was, I mean, obviously. Anyway, speaking of lawn and garden stuff, Chimpette hit the summer clearance sale at that Yisk, Jisk, Jizz, whatever the hell it's called. You know, the fake IKEA, that shithole. Anyway, so she went there and bought a bunch of planters for the yard of the house she ain't bought yet. And then she just stacked them up in the carport rather than filling them with yummy Iggy treats. Which is another reason the Lord punished her with the busted irrigation system, even though she insists it's because her old man ain't bothered to do any maintenance on it in over a year. And she bought some crappy clearance annual plants at the Canadian Tire, but none Iguana likes to eat. And she brought them home and trimmed them up and planted them in her crappy hanging baskets to make them look marginally less crappy. And she thinks pumping them full of Miracle-Gro will make them less ugly somehow. And she picked red plants, all for the benefit of some stupid hummingbird she's so impressed with. Ugh! Gwen told her I don't like red. Yeah, but the hummingbirds do. Yeah, fuck the hummingbirds. Right in their weird little asses. I don't know. Anyways, technical support monkey insists that when she has a house of her own someday, Gwen sure ain't seen much sign of her buying anything. Just going to see crappy houses and then acknowledging they're crappy and not worth buying. Anyway, supposedly then she will do all this gardening. Supposedly. Ig believe it when Ig see it, but in any case, based on her buying 8 pots of stupid succulent ground covers for said imaginary future garden, it would seem she ain't gonna be gardening nothing Iguana can approve of, so I don't know why she even bothers. On the upside, she did promise to never plant any endive, so that alone makes her better than the goddamn Georgie. Who insists Iguana should eat that bitter shit? And who plants too damn much of it every year? And who came up for a visit last Thursday and brought a whole damn bag of that garbage from her garden as a supposed gift / provision. Well, as soon as she left, the nanosecond her car turned out of the driveway, of course Iguana turned to technical support monkey. And I told that chimp to throw that shit in the compost heap. And for once, she agreed with Iggy and complied.
Yeah, endive is, like, so gross, eh?
Yes, Chimpette, endive sucks ass.
Don't tell Georgie I'm tossing it, okay?
Secrets cost $10, Chimpette.
I'm, like, doing you a favor by, like, composting it rather than expecting you to, like, eat it, Zomo.
Iguana wasn't gonna eat it anyway, so pay up.
Fine, whatever.
And Iggy got Ig's $10. So, I guess for all her flaws, at least technical support monkey is on the Lord's path when it comes to endive. If nothing else, pretty much nothing else. But, yeah, and definitely not so much in regards to cleaning house. Once again, the stairs are filthy. And the ones she never even bothered trying to drag the vacuum cleaner to at the bottom are especially disgusting, with crumbs and cobwebs and dust bunnies the size of Iguana's head. And then there's a pile of embroidery thread cutoffs and crouton crumbs growing on the kitchen floor next to where she sits at the kitchen table. She just flicks that stuff off the table and don't clean it up. And then there's monster dust bunnies the size of Ireland under her bed with clumps of chimp hair swirling around. The front hall is the recycling pile. It's so bad you can't get to the front door, which Iguana guessed Chimpette doesn't mind since she uses the side door from the kitchen, but still. Don't even get Iggy started on the bathroom downstairs. Her bathroom, and it's gotta be her bathroom. It's disgusting. Iguana prefers to not even look in the direction of that abomination. So Ig went back to what Ig was doing a few weeks before, you know, back before her brother came to visit, you know, the night before, which she did in fact vacuum and clean at least the upstairs bathroom, but Ig was harping on her for like a month before that. Anyway, Zig followed her around all week, telling her to clean her damn room like that Jordan Peterson chimp says to do. Well, naturally, technical support monkey scowled and ignored Iggy, so then Iggy followed her around for the last couple days. Well, for 2 days, I don't know, it all blends together. But after yelling at her about cleaning up the stairs in her room, then there were a couple days where Iggy was going around with Iggy's iPhone blaring out Jordan Peterson lectures on cleaning your room. This at least eventually got a sign whine that,
Like vacuum later in the week, okay?
Vacuum now, chimp.
I'm trying to work.
You can't be trying to work, chimpette. You ain't got no job.
I'm working on guitar edits for this songwriting project. Just, like, go watch TV or something.
Songwriting project, huh? Is that the one you're doing with What's-His-Face Guitar Dude, right?
Yes! It was, like, supposed to get these edits sent to him, like, last weekend.
You seem to care what he thinks about you, huh?
Well, yeah.
What would he think about how filthy the stairs are, chimpette?
Well, I, like, vacuumed before he came over, so, like, he wouldn't ever see it.
Interesting. What's his face guitar dude warrants vacuuming, but Iguana doesn't?
Iguana could, like, get a Swiffer duster and help clean.
But you wouldn't say What's-His-Face Guitar Dude should Swiffer the stairs, would you?
That's, like, totally different.
Because why?
Just, like, because, okay?
No.
It's different.
Iguana sense a double standard.
Okay, yeah, like, whatever. I'm trying to work, Samo.
You don't want What's-His-Face Guitar Dude to see what a slob you are, huh?
He's not gonna see that, okay?
Iguana has photos, chimpette.
What the hell's that supposed to mean?
Sure would be a shame if someone were to email them photos to What's-His-Face Guitar Dude, huh?
Don't you dare!
What's it worth to you to keep Iguana from sending them photos to What's-His-Face Guitar Dude?
So, well, that's not funny!
No, chimpette. It's blackmail. Anyway, so Iggy got $20 and a bowl full of blueberries to not send the photos of the filthy floors and whatnot to What's-His-Face Guitar Dude. And then after dinner, guess who got off her lazy chimp ass and vacuumed? I guess she thought Iguana didn't actually already have those photos, but whatever. Anyways, this all happened, I guess, a day or so before Georgie came up to visit with the goddamn endive. But, you know, Georgie's housekeeping is even worse than technical support monkeys. Or, you know, it was until she finally bowed to Iguana's heckling earlier this year and she started hiring a cleaning lady to come around every couple weeks. Not that that counts because that's a different chimp cleaning the house. Anyways, technical support monkey, of course, is too cheap to hire a cleaning lady. That would severely cut into her useless knickknacks buying budget too much. Speaking of Georgie, after her visit, technical support monkey was going on and on about this Pierre dude Georgie supposedly dating, as if he were a real person and not a figment of Georgie's deranged imagination. Well, Iguana mostly ignored her, but then she asked Iggy point blank what Iggy would do if Georgie and Pierre ever got married. Iggy said, Iguana would fully support Georgie's commitment.
Oh, that's so sweet. You're in favor of her marriage.
No, not marriage. Commitment. As in, to the loony bin. Pierre isn't real, chimpette. Georgie needs professional help if she tries to marry her imaginary boyfriend.
So, you've, like, seen photos of him.
No, Iguana's seen pictures of Georgie with some random art scene bozo that she claims is this Pierre. For all Iguana knows, it might just be a cardboard cutout.
God, why do you always think Georgie's crazy?
Because she is.
She's just, like, artsy.
Close enough. Iguana has known her for many years, longer than you have. She's out of her goddamn mind. Like how she refused to date the neighbor, Mr. Heidel.
Okay, he was kind of a creep, Samo.
How dare you? Mr. Heidel was awesome. He drove a BMW. Or Mercedes, one of them croak cars. Iguana don't remember now. Anyways, he also had a dragon hoard of gold coins that he wouldn't let Iggy borrow. But aside from that one flaw of not wanting to share the loot with Iggy, he was a perfect catch. But no, Georgie wants her imaginary Frenchman. Technical support monkey ain't had nothing to say about that because she knew damn well Iguana was right. So she tried to change the subject.
Well, like, what if Georgie moves to Montreal?
They have loony bins there, Chimpette. They have to. After all, no one in their right mind willingly moves to a place that's a frozen shithole 9 months out of the year, speaks French the rest of the time.
I think they speak French there all the time.
Yeah, all the more reason why only insane people want to live there.
What's wrong with, like, speaking French?
Speaking French turns you into a cheese-eating surrender monkey.
Okay, like, I don't think French, like, the language has anything to do with that. I mean, because, like, the Swedes are kind of surrender monkeys, too, and they don't speak French.
They learn it in school. But anyways, the Swedes have been driven insane by the constant Arctic air and frozen temperatures, just like in Montreal.
Okay, whatever, Zomo.
And with that, technical support monkey just scowled and looked at her Facebook the rest of the night, and Iguana watched TV. Anyways, Iguana gotta go have a little nap before going back outside to Sun Egg's butt again. So that's it for this week's show. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zomo the Destroyer. As I always say, if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, go to my website, ZomoTheDestroyer.com, grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever. And yeah, well, also if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, you need to punch them severely, but that kind of goes without saying, doesn't it? Anyways, talk at you week soon. Bye.